Welcome to the Masterclass of One with Zig Ziglar Master Coach David Creel. It's called the Masterclass of One because it's about the person David is speaking to, but you can listen and act like David is asking you the questions. Then go and apply them and change your life. If you want to create impact in the lives of others, increase your personal income, and be a more productive and efficient human being, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Good afternoon, boys and girls. David Creel, Ziglar Master, coach, speaker, trainer, and a published author, with my friend and probably the person who is going to publish my soon-to-be, somewhat in the future, coming book, Jennifer Harshman, known as Your Book Baker. Jennifer, how are you today?
I'm great, David. Thanks so much for having me. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. And I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be fun. So, with all that intro being said, I mean, before we get into it, I know some bakers, but I don't know any book bakers.
Yes, you do.
Well, besides you, you're the book baker. So with all that being said, what would make this an amazing conversation today?
I would love to talk with you about something that has come up repeatedly for me. People saying, you're the best kept secret. And it's meant as a compliment. And at the same time, you don't want to be the best kept secret. You want to be well known for what you do so that you can serve more of the right people. So my question for you is, what kind of suggestions would you have to help me become more well known?
Okay. What does more well known mean?
It means no longer hearing you're the best kept secret. More referrals, which 95% of my business comes through word of mouth and referral types of arrangements. I don't run ads. I do have some websites and some social media, but usually it's, hey, so-and-so said you're the person to come to. And I want more of that so that I can serve more people.
Okay, now what I think we have here is what we would call a quality problem.
Okay.
Because if you gave someone, we have a 95-ish percent referral factor, that's pretty close to 100, Captain Math tells me. So that means, in my opinion, that you're really, really good. Because if you weren't very good, it wouldn't be close to 95%. It might be no percent. Might be one and done, or you might maybe not get repeat business or whatever. Okay. So with that being said, 95% referral is pretty freaking amazing, if I do say so myself.
Okay.
But that's my opinion, but I happen to be an expert on my own opinion. Okay, so what would you like to do to, quote, get the word out?
Well, one thing I love doing is going on podcasts, serving other people's audiences, answering questions. One of my degrees is in elementary education, so teaching and answering questions, I just totally love doing that.
Okay, and is there a way to, I'm assuming we're talking about the book bakery, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. Okay.
Yes.
I thought so. I just want to make sure. Is there a way that you could teach like what you do?
I do have a group coaching program that I run a few times a year where I'm teaching people how to produce their manuscript within 12 weeks.
Okay. And how does that go?
It's great. I want to do more, though.
More with that group or more to get the word out?
More to get the word out.
Okay. So, if I could wave a magic wand, and whatever you say next is going to happen, what specifically does get the word out more? What does that look like? Like, say, a year or 2 years down the road? I mean, do you want 1,000 clients? Do you want 100 clients? Do you want 8 more a month? Do you want 8 more a quarter? What does it look like?
Depending on the package, it really depends on what they're doing. That determines how many people, you know, that we can handle. So for my biggest package, one a month is all we can do. But okay. For smaller things, one a week would be perfectly fine.
Okay. So we're talking, depending on the package, which it makes sense. Obviously, the more the, you know, if you get a Cadillac package, mm-hmm. that's, you can't take that much because you're only so many people. Okay. You and your team, you know, cause I think it's you and a small team that run the show, right?
Correct.
So how many people would you have to talk to get 4 clients extra in a month? That's not Cadillac packages.
Maybe 10.
So if you, we don't know, we're just guessing. Okay. Mm-hmm. But let's go with that. So if you spoke with 10 extra people a month, 4 of them will probably sign up for something. So would you rather have 4 sign up for something, or would you rather have 1 Cadillac, everything but the kitchen sink? Would you like want to have one of those, or would you have 4 of the kind of the small fish?
I would rather have 1 of the big package.
So how many people would you have to talk to get one of them?
Definitely more than 10, because it is a big sticker price on that.
Right. Well, but as it should be, because you're like a one-stop shop for everything books.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's from, if you create the manuscript, the book will be on the shelf or Amazon or wherever the mm-hmm. shelf is, you know, okay. Right. So it takes, we're probably not talking though, let's say if you talk to 10 people and you get 4, let's say little fish, not mm-hmm. that the people are fish, but you know what I'm saying? It's not a whale. Okay.
Right.
So if you talk to 10 and you could get 4, would you think the number is 30 to get a whale, 50, 1,000, 10,000?
Definitely not that many. 30 to 50, I think would probably be it.
Okay. So let's say that's like about 40. Okay. Give her, 30, 50, that's about 40. Okay. So it's not that many more. I mean, it is 30 or 40 more, but it's not 100 more
right.
to get a whale. And it takes about the same amount of effort to get a low-priced customer versus a high-end customer. About the same amount of effort, right?
Yeah.
Because, if your wording is for a low-ticket item, you could just change the wording for a high ticket item. Right? Because you're changing the wording, or you're changing mm-hmm. the numbers, or you're adding zeros.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you currently doing now to get the word out?
I am writing books. I'm writing blog posts. Having conversations on a pretty much daily basis and going on podcast interviews.
And that is working a little bit because you do have customers, or clients or whatever you call them, junior bakers or whatever they're called. But you would just like a few more.
Yes.
What is the value that you provide that another book baker type person? I know there's only one book baker, but publisher, editing, that whole like kind of one-stop shop. What's the benefit to the customer of going with a service like you that's everything's in-house versus piecemealing it where I'm going to get this guy to do my logo and this person to do my graphic? What's the benefit?
Excellence and ease. So I handle all of those different details, take away all of the headache. A lot of the people that I've worked with who had previously published books, when they worked with me, they said, oh my gosh, it's so much easier working with you because you handle all of those things that I just don't want to mess with. So excellence and ease are my hallmarks.
Okay. And whenever you get the chance to tell people about what you do and how you do it and how you differentiate yourself from everyone else, what is the general response when you say excellence and ease? What are they? Do they have a blank stare? Like, I don't know what you're talking about. What's the general response?
The general response is what all is included. So they want to know, when you say one-stop shop, what does this actually mean? And there are about 75 steps that are included in that big package.
Okay, so it wouldn't be a stretch to say, like, think this is white glove service.
Yes.
Like, this is, when you think white gloves, this is, you're not going to McDonald's and seeing white gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a steakhouse. And they're going to have the little towel on their arm, and they're going to be, you know, and here's your bill, and the bill is like a small house payment. But you get what you pay for.
Right.
You know, it's been said that my friend, one of our mutual friends, George, who we talked about earlier, he tells me all the time, cheap stuff ain't good and good stuff ain't cheap.
He's right.
So what are you not doing that you could be doing to let more people know about you?
I am not running ads.
Do you want to run ads?
No.
Okay, then don't run ads.
Okay.
No, like the whole vibe of this podcast just dropped down about 7 octaves because your face was like, I don't want to run ads, but I need to run ads. No, you don't need to run ads.
Okay, you don't, good.
You don't have to run ads. You know, you've got a successful business and you've never paid a cent for an ad.
Right.
So let me rephrase the question.
Okay.
What are you currently not doing that you would like to do to get the word out?
I would like to do more public appearances. Public speaking, I think, would be really cool.
Okay. And would this be to publishing houses? Would it be to authors? Would it be to a book club? Who would you go speak to?
Probably like chambers of commerce, business organizations, because those are my ideal clients, the people that I really love helping the most, people who are speakers and coaches, people who are business owners, who are subject matter experts, and they want to, you know, put some information out there, attract the right customers, repel the wrong ones. So.
Okay. And I think this is true, but I don't remember. I've only seen your stuff once, but do you also have ghostwriting capabilities?
Yes.
Okay. And I think you said a ghostwriting is not, here's an idea for my book, let me know when it's done. The you've got to spend time with the author so you can write the book, help write the book in their voice, not your voice.
Absolutely.
Correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so have you asked the Chamber of Commerce in your local city or town if you can have a do a presentation?
No, I haven't, but I'm going to.
Okay, all right. You know, it's just, it's, you got to go. If your ideal customer is, you said, like speakers, coaches, I'm assuming consultants would kind of be in that, in that as well, and business owner, where do they hang out? Right. Because you got to go where they hang out. You can't get them to come to you. Mm-hmm. There's a whole thing of like, if you build it, they will come. That's not, that's only in Field of Dreams.
Right, right.
That's not in reality. Now, there comes a time when after you build it, then they start coming to you. Mm-hmm. So you do have to build it. It's just, you got to build it and go get them, not build it and they come to you from jump. So what would it look like? Okay, hold on. Let's pause that. Okay. Chamber of Commerce, great idea. I mean, if you want to talk with business owners, Chamber of Commerce is a good place to start. Another place that you might want to consider is country clubs.
Okay.
Because people with money join country clubs. You can't not have any money and join a country club because they require payment.
Right.
But a lot of successful people also play golf. Just throwing it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a lot of successful people, I'm using the word, you know, successful, may have an idea for a book, but they don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where the ghostwriting comes in.
Right.
Okay. So where else would you think that, quote, your people hang out?
In schools.
Schools. Okay. And schools like the principal or?
Actually, I was thinking students. So I wrote a book for children. Sam Bakes a Book. And I've done some Zoom, like show up via Zoom to read children's books to classrooms and talk to them about becoming an author. And I know that, you know, a lot of those, they're not going to become an author for a long time.
Sure.
But I am thinking long term. So I think doing more school appearances would be a good move too.
Well, that's true, which I didn't even think about that. But yes, okay, I see you now. But the kids might not be ready for a book, but they may think they do, and their parents just happen to have some money and they can hire you to help their child.
And I'll do, like if the teacher wants to do a book as a classroom, I'll help them with that and publish it too.
Okay. So there you go. Okay. So do you know any teachers?
Yes.
You might want to ask them about your idea.
I will.
Like before sundown.
Okay.
Because they're probably, I don't know. I'm assuming y'all school starts around sometime in August, I assume. Mm-hmm. Hey, well, it's July 20th.
It's coming like up.
The clock is ticking.
Yeah.
Okay. Then do you know, you ever heard of a lady named Byron Katie?
Yes.
Okay. She has a quotation that says, "You can have anything in life you want if you're willing to ask 1,000 people." Because if you ask 1,000, even if you hit 998 and somebody says yes, now the clock ticks back over to zero again. Because you didn't hit 1,000 people, you asked. So something that you might want to consider that came to my mind too just now is, what if you went on whatever social media platform you get the most engagement with? Probably Facebook, but I don't know this for a fact. Okay.
It is.
What if you had like a ask me anything about anything related to a book for like, you got on there for 45 minutes or an hour and you just fielded any question that came.
I could do that.
Because then it's like, oh, hold on. Like, I had a question about, or they may not have a question about a book, but then they heard about it or they saw a little snippet and then they're talking to their friend who's cutting their hair or whatever. And they're like, I got a book. You need to talk to this lady. I just saw this yesterday. Because then what you could do is, let's say it's a, like a ask me anything related to books, not ask me anything. Book related, ask me anything. Okay. But you could make it where it's like, maybe you have a ask me anything section. And then the next week it's, you go on and teach the steps to get a book published. You said it's 25 steps or whatever. Okay.
That's 75. Yep.
75. Okay. I was way off. 75.
That's crazy.
Okay. But let's say you could distill that down to 10 main points, and you have like a subject and then a couple of subtitles, title, subtitle, subtitle. And on that webinar or training, you say there's really 75 steps to basically get a book finished. But we're going to talk about the 10 main areas. But if you stressed the discomfort with trying to do all this yourself, you can pretty much name your price because it's a bargain. And you could say, these steps alone cost this much money if you went to this person or this person or this person or something like that. So what that's called is price juxtaposition. Meaning all this stuff, you do it by yourself, not including the time it takes because you don't know what you're doing. Just this right here is this much money. But I take care of all this and it's this much money, which is less than this number.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not, make it less.
It is.
It needs to be less, okay? Because then it's like, oh.
It's a no-brainer, really.
That's what I'm saying. But if some people, you might want to stretch out the pain of doing it yourself.
Okay.
Because people are more apt to solve a pain problem than it is to for pleasure.
Okay.
But if you have like a like an AMA, a ask me anything segment or section, or what if you did a DIY book course where you'd show them, you do this, you do that. Not show them exactly how to do it, but you just talk about, you got to proofread, you got to do whatever. And then it'd be the same deal. If you want more info for me to do all this, or me and my team, and you don't have to, all you have to do is worry about writing the book and then we take care of the rest. Or not worry about writing the book and we can take care of that too. If you have an idea for a book, we can take care of it from there. Then you maybe jump on a call and you talk. And maybe you make a lead generating PDF, get people that's valuable, mm-hmm. get people's email address, and then start sending out to a list. Because then it's your sandbox, not Facebook sandbox or whoever else. It's your sandbox.
Good point. Yeah. I love it.
Just some thoughts.
Thank you.
Now, it's also been said, Earl Nightingale, who I know you know who that is, mm-hmm. he said, if you want to be a success in any area of life, watch what everyone else is doing and then go to the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. Everyone and their mother is running the Facebook ads
mm-hmm.
or YouTube ads or you name it ad.
Mm-hmm.
But you've already been successful by any stretch of the imagination without the ads.
Mm-hmm.
So does every single person you know that you're the bookmaker?
No.
Oh, okay. Now see, this is where we should have been talking about the whole time. Why is that?
Well, not everybody sees every post that I make.
No, like if you took, let's say you have 100 people in your phone for contacts, you probably have 1,000, but let's say you have 100.
Okay.
Do 98% of them know that you work with books? Anything related to books at all? Do all of them know?
Yes. The people that I actually like have in real life. Yes. It's the people that I'm connected with online that not all of them know that yet.
Okay. Does everyone in your phone book know that you're looking for more people that want to publish a book?
No.
And why do you think that is?
I haven't told them.
Huh? How about that? You know, I mean, wow. I mean, I think we're done here. You know, it's the old, if they don't know that you're looking for someone that has any idea for a book at all to have a conversation with, completely straight, completely free, no strings attached. If they don't know because you haven't told them, how are they supposed to know?
Bingo.
Okay. So, might want to start telling some folks.
I will.
Or the people that you already know that you have a relationship with that have already, you know, either use your services or repeat business, because I'm sure you have multiple people that this is your third, fourth, fifth go of a book with them. Mm-hmm. What if you had an incentive program?
I do.
And how's that working?
I should contact them again.
Right. Okay. Because like, say you get a whale. Okay. It's a big client. And let's say, we're not going to say numbers, whatever the number is. Okay, it's the biggest package you got, which you said one of those a month and you're golden.
Right.
Could you, I'm going to completely make up numbers just to make for the argument. Let's just say your whale package is $10,000. But someone refers you to someone else and they sign up, the person they refer you to sign up for your whale package or whatever it's called. Okay, the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
What if you gave them $1,000? I mean, that would be an incentive.
Right.
You can, if you refer somebody to me, they sign up for any package, you get a percentage of that package. I mean, if I'm being perfectly real, I like 10%. I mean, it's good enough for Jesus.
That's what I offer.
I mean, you know, so, but that's the incentive of, hey, just reminder.
Yeah.
If they sign up for a package, whatever they sign up for, if they sign up, you get 10% of it. I'm going to literally I'll bring it to your doorstep if you want me to. I'll hand deliver the thing. Because then now it's, who do you know that I should know that has an idea for a book? Because my guess is of every single person you know, I bet you there's probably 50 at least that have an idea for a book. That's just a guess. I have no idea. I mean, you might have a network of 10,000 people on your phone. I have no idea. But you said about 30 to 50 and I'd get a whale.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the people you know talk to one person, that's way more than 50 people.
Right.
Hmm.
I have homework to do.
Well, you don't have it to do. It's, you get to do it.
I get to. Absolutely.
You don't have to do anything.
Right.
You get to or you choose to.
Mm-hmm.
Or not. Doesn't matter to me.
Right.
So, yeah, I think the moral is you got to tell some more folks.
Yeah.
And because what you have is something that's valuable.
Yes.
Because it's, if it wasn't valuable, you wouldn't have 95% referrals. Okay. And it's almost like if you're afraid of what are they going to think or the judge or whatever the reason you haven't told them other than maybe you just didn't think about it. That is, if you have a service that can benefit other people and a book that has the potential to change people's someone's life.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like there's a thing called the Bible, you know, which has been changing lives for, you know, several hundred years, you know. But other books too, when someone puts their heart and soul into a book, and it whether it's 50 pages or 795 pages.
Don't make it that long.
Right. Yeah. Don't keep it under 200 pages, please. I mean, nobody wants to kill a small animal with your book. But when someone has that and it has the potential to change one person's life, if you don't share that, that's what you do. You bring someone's ideas and put them into a book where it's out in the world. You're doing people a disservice by not telling them, because you're being selfish by not telling them. So I would start telling some more folks. I mean, even if you told 10 people a day, in a month, you've talked to 300 extra people at 10 a day. So there we go.
All right. Thank you, David.
Awesome. All right. So this was fun. Boys and girls, if you have an idea for a book and you're listening to this or watching this on YouTube, I know a lady. She'd be more than happy to have a conversation to bring your book into the world. So this was fun. Awesome. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
David has been a coach basically his entire life. He was made to coach people. He loves seeing people transform their lives through coaching. It's been said that it takes a coach to get you to a place inside yourself that you can't get to by yourself. It's also been said that you're only one conversation away from a completely changed life, and that nothing ever happens outside of a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation with David about where you currently are in life and where you want to go, reach out to him at davidcreel.com.